Lecture 34, The Expansion of Europe.
Hello again, and welcome to our series of lectures on the foundations of Western civilization. This lecture, number 34, we're going to talk about the expansion of Europe. Basically, we're going to look at the period from about 900 to about 1300. We're going to offer some general reflections on what was really a quite remarkable and dynamic period. Now, let's put this in perspective. When we were talking about the 9th century in connection with the Carolingian world, we saw that the Carolingian Empire itself was being divided up owing to family squabbling, owing to political difficulties. We saw that the Carolingian world was being battered by Vikings, by Magyars, by Muslims, by invaders from the outside. Things looked fairly grim. But when we think of Europe in the period that we call the High Middle Ages, we see buoyant optimism everywhere. We see this Europe striking out against its neighbors in movements we call the Crusades. We see new states being created in a great arc running from the Celtic world through Scandinavia and on to the Slavic world. We see economic growth, an unprecedented period of economic growth. We see the soaring of great first Romanesque and then Gothic cathedrals and churches all over Europe. A truly dynamic and remarkable period, and one that one would not well have predicted if one took a vantage point, let's say, at about 900. This period from about 900 to 1300, one of the longest periods of sustained growth in human history. This is really quite a remarkable thing. And it's important, too, that we see growth in almost every aspect of life. It's important to say, too, that this growth is the crucial background to the political and cultural achievements of this period, to which we'll turn in succeeding lectures. All right, so how do we capture a sense of the growth in this period, and how do we explain it? The first fundamental fact is a long-term rise in the population. Now, the evidence that we have at our disposal indicates that probably by the middle of the 8th century, but surely by the middle of the 9th, in other words, in the Carolingian period, population began rising. Between about 1050 and 1200, there was an intense increase in population all over Europe. It gradually began to slow between about 1200 and 1275, and then it finally leveled off. But we have, nevertheless, a very long period of sustained population growth. Now, it's important to say right away that our evidence for this is qualitative, not quantitative. We don't have census data. We don't have the kinds of sources, for example, that demographers, those who study population groups, would have to study really from the 17th or 18th century down to the present. In earlier times, we look at other kinds of evidence, and we try to assess the general direction in which all of that evidence points. So what are some of the indicators that we have? Well, larger families. Everywhere where we have evidence of family size, families appear to be larger. Now, it appears that it is not so much the case that more babies are being born, but more of them are surviving, and people were living longer. There was no plague throughout this period. There was no significant famine throughout this period. Generally speaking, this was a period of warm, dry climate through much of Europe. This was a period when enormous amounts of new land were brought under cultivation. Now, people would not bring new land under cultivation for no good reason at all. There were obviously mouths to feed. This was a time when diets got better. Generally speaking, what we can see is more and more land being given over to crops that were rich in iron and rich in proteins, so that people were, in effect, simply eating better, so that they were healthier, they could do more work, they were more productive, they lived longer. So the population curve was marching upward, 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 right across this entire period, and all evidence seems to make this very, very clear.